Bible Says. This is John MacArthur encouraging you to live as portraits of grace.
You're listening to WWBC, COCO, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, COCO, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, good morning, praise the Lord, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are so glad you are decided to tune in with us today. Amen. We thank God for the radio station again bringing us into your cars, into your houses, into however you're listening to us. We are so grateful for you today tuning in to the radio broadcast. It's about time for your miracle. No matter what is going on with you, no matter what the enemy is trying to say or do, guess what? It's about time for your miracle. It's about time for you to come up, come out, come through, amen, and get what God has for you, amen, spiritually, naturally, and everything that you're going through. Just remember, it's about time for your miracle. Let's go to the throne of grace. Shall you bow your heads if you're able to bow your heads? If not, bow within your hearts. Amen. Father, we thank you. We thank you for another day. We thank you how you woke us up this morning, closing our right minds. We thank you for the activity of our limbs, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you how you have just throwed your arms of protection around us throughout the night. And even now, Father, as we're going about our daily occupation, we thank you for the blood covenants. And, oh, God, we pray today, God, that somebody will come to the foot of the cross throughout the day and say, what must I do to be saved? We thank you now, Father God. And even now, Father, as we get ready to embark and to encourage your people, we thank you that a word will go out and it will lift up the bowed down heads, God. I thank you, God, and it will touch the sick bodies, and it will heal them and set them free. Most of all, it'll bring them to the foot of the cross, those that need to be saved by the praying and the of the word of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise God. We want to thank God for you once again tuning into the radio broadcast. It's about time for your miracle. Amen. Hallelujah. Your host today is Apostle Curtis Watkins, the pastor and founder of the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Amen. Praise our God. We're our first lady, only lady, elect lady, evangelist, Bonita Watkins, my wife. God bless you. We love you. God bless you. Thank God for you and our church mother. Amen. God bless you, Mother Brown. Amen. And Mother Betty. Hallelujah. God bless you. We thank God for you. We love you all. Thank God for you. I want to all the evangelists there and all our elders and prophets and all those that make up the congregation there. Amen. We thank God for you. We want to thank God for you today. I want you to be encouraged. Hold on. Guess what? Because help is here. Help is here for you. Amen. We want to send out our condolence to the bereaved families, those that have gone through the bereavement. Amen. Maybe have went through this weekend, funeralizing your loved ones or whatever. And also coming up this weekend, we want to send out our condolence to Sister Betty Evans and her family in the passing of her husband. Amen. Elder Evans, we want to send out our condolence to you and your family. Want you to know that we love you and we're praying for you all. And to the Shivers family, God bless you. We're praying for you also. Those that you may know that I don't know, continue to pray for them that God will see them through this difficult time in their lives. Amen. I get ready. I want y'all to get ready. Get ready for we will be in our church celebration coming up. It's coming up. We got one more week of rest. I was telling them, you got this week to rest. And oh my goodness, coming up on the 30th. Oh my goodness, going all the way from the 30th to June the 5th, we are going to be in our church celebration. Church celebration. And when I say church celebration, it's anniversary, but it ain't all about raising up for the pastor and all of that stuff. It's about how God has allowed us to come together and be there and celebrate what God has done in the ministry for these many years, 31 years, God have allowed the power of faith, healing, and deliverance temple to be there. Amen. To be there and for what he has done within the services. And we are going to celebrate. I've got speakers. They're coming in. They will be here by the help of the Lord. They will be here each night. Oh, you don't want to miss it. Oh, my God. We've got great speakers. We got Pastor Catherine Montgomery. Oh, we are going to have a good time. Oh, praise our God. We got Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Haywood. She's going to be there. And we got Minister Jamal Moses. He's going to be there. Oh, my God. You don't want to miss this. You don't want to miss this. It's going to be something. We got Pastor Antoine Brown. He's going to be with us. You don't want to miss this. And then we got the founder and the pastor, Apostle Curtis Watkins. He's going to be there. You don't want to miss this. You do not want to miss this great celebration. It's going to be going start that Monday. And we know it's a holiday. We know people Memorial Day going to lay back and do it. But we start that night. Oh, it is going to be something. We're looking to see you. We're looking to see you there. Amen. You may not have to come every night, but one or two nights or one night, we're looking to see you there. Come and be with us. Again, that's the church anniversary celebration. How God has brought us down through the years, and we've seen the hand of God move in the power of faith, healing, and deliverance temple. We will celebrate. We take a week to celebrate. Amen. And give God the praise and give God the thanks. Amen. A special week. As we celebrate all the time. So we're just grateful, and we just take this week to set aside to really celebrate. Amen. We're going to look to see you. Then on that, we get another week of rest, and then we'll be back with our holy convocation. Oh, you don't want to miss that one. Oh, my goodness. It's going to be something there, but we'll tell you more information about that later on. Praise our God. Be encouraged. Hold your head up high. Today, I want to encourage your hearts as usual. And praise God. Thank God for Evangelist Deidre. God bless you. God bless you. We love you. God bless you. Fort Pierce, we love you. Shout out to you. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. And to them down there in Fort Pierce, praise our God. I want you to be encouraged today because, you know, we're going through difficult times in our lives and situations and seem like, you know, You probably said, well, I'm about out of this. And here we go back. This is starting all over again. That is starting all over again. But I want you to know today that God, as I heard Dr. Duncan say before we went off, I heard there's things that we must know. There's things that we must do, you know, because we believe God no matter what it looks like. And Billy Graham said it. I heard him come on and say it. God don't never change. He never changes. We have to change to come up to the standards of God. But his word is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. His word does not change. His word is already settled. Amen. It's already settled. It's already fixed. It's nothing you can do. We can't even alter the word of God. So we have to do what? Comply ourselves to the word. And do what the word has called us to be, calls us to have, calls us to say. It's not going to change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He changes not. Come on. He changes not. So his word is his bond, and his bond is his word. So hold your head up high. Be not weary in well-doing. For in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Because guess what? He's going to bring us out. He's going to bring us through in every way possible. Is going to be made. I want you to know, without a shadow of a doubt, if you have enough faith to believe God, come on, to bring you through this circumstance and situation that you're in, guess what? You're going to overcome. You're going to come out. I'm expecting something from God. Yes, we're expecting something from God, but we must hold on to the word of God at all times. We can't be moved. We can't be moved. Praise God. Listen, I want you to hold your head up again. I want you to be encouraged because his word is his bond towards us. Let me go right here right quick. Right quick. Praise our God. Hallelujah. Now, okay, right here. in the Word of God. I was dealing about the Word and dealing with, you know, the Word. Your words are powerful. You have what you say. You have what you say. And I think we ministered from this several times. And, okay, it says right here. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth. That is the word of faith which we preach. Okay, we take this again for salvation scriptures. You know, we say with this sinner's prayer. But but the word is not thee. It's in your mouth, according to Romans. It's in your mouth. It's in your mouth. You have what you say. How you say it, you have it. Because when you begin to put the word out there, when you say, I believe God, I take him at his word, what he does is he watches over his word. He hastens to his word to perform it for you. So according to the scripture right here, it said, but what saith it, the word is not thee, even in thy mouth. So it's in your mouth. So you speak it into the atmosphere. The word changes every situation that's in the atmosphere that is not like God, that's trying to destroy you. But when you put the word and apply the word, it something about the word of God. For the word of God is sharp. For the word of God is quick and powerful. Going in, doing what? Cutting to the joints, the marrow of the bone. It's quick. So you have to put the word out there. You have to put the word on that situation. Don't put fear. Don't put doubt. Don't put worriation there. But take him at his word and put it there. It's not the even in thy mouth. It is the word of faith which you and I preach. Come on. You know what he said about it? The elders are what? Obtain a good report. The word brings back a good report. If you put the word out there, you believe it, you stand on it, and we'll see the results of the word. You know what the Bible said? Abraham staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief. So when you use the word of God, you cannot put the word in doubt. You cannot put the word in fear. But you have to let the word be the word. Because why? His word is his bond. And his bond is his word towards the believers, towards you and I. Come on. But what said that? According to the scripture, the word is not thee, even in thy mouth. That is the word of faith. F-A-I-T-H. The word of faith, which we preach. We're constantly speaking the word of God. Be instant in season and out of season. When it don't look good, speak the word of God. When it don't feel good, speak the word of God. Come on. When the enemy is trying to paint a picture, we're not here to dwell on him. When he's trying to paint a picture and try to tell you that it's not going to work, it can't happen, use the word of God. Okay? Remember Jesus? After we talk about it a whole lot. Remember when Jesus fasted 40 days and 40 nights? Come on. And he was led into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil? Come on. Hallelujah. And Satan said to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by what? Every word that proceeded out the mouth. Oh my God. So the word has to come out of your mouth. It has to come out of your mouth, off these pages, out of your mouth, into the assistance around this, or whatever the enemy is trying to bring. Use the word against that. Because guess what? That the enemy is trying to use up against you is not going to work when you use the word. Because why? The word is quick. It's powerful. The word is sharp. When you begin to speak the word, when you begin to proclaim the word, when you begin to speak it and walk in it and believe it, don't stagger through unbelief. But let the word work for you, because it's power. It's power in the word of God. It's authority in the word of God. Hallelujah. Glory. Remember? When the angel came and to Mary, come on, and he gave her the salutation about Jesus coming, hallelujah. And Mary said to him, she said, Because why? She received the word, what the spirit was saying, the angel was saying, the prophet was saying unto her. Come on. It was word. It was word of life. Word that illuminates. Word that draw. Praise God. And she accepted the word, which was that she was supposed to. She was not supposed to, that she was going to have a son, and that was, she called his name Jesus, that she accept that word, and it did something for her. When you accept the word, so it shall it be. Let the word work, because it's power. Let the word work, because it's authority. Let the word work. If you work the word will work for you. Come on. Don't let the word lay dormant in you. Don't let the word lay dormant on these pages. Work the word. Allow the word to work in your behalf. Come on. God will do it if you say it, if you put it into the atmosphere. Speak the word. Here we go again. Speak the word. Remember when Jesus, come on, was going through, and the centurion man said, Lord, I'm not worthy for you to come up under my roof. He said, but what I want you to do is what? Speak the word only. My goodness. At a time like this in your life where you're going through, at a time like this where you can't see your way out, you don't need nobody else to speak nothing to you. Speak the word only. Decree and declare only what the words say about that circumstance, situation that you're facing. You can send the word when you can't get there. You can send the word when it's all chaos. You can speak the word. Send the word. I speak the word only. I send the word. I believe what the word say. Because the word of God takes root. The word of God takes shape. It takes form over anything that the enemy is trying to bring up against you. The word of God is, come on, the word. You can stand on the word of God. He said, having done all, when you've done everything you know to do, stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and the breastplate of righteousness, and the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the spirit, which is the word. All of this is the armor, the word of God. Having your feet sharp. Come on, because guess what? The word of God will get you through. The word of God will keep you up. The word of God will keep you surrounded. Once you surround yourself with the word and begin to speak it, speak the word only. Come on, don't speak doubt. Don't speak fear. Don't speak unbelief. Come on. Sometimes, have you ever been around people that just been speaking words of doubt, words of fear? It drains you, especially if you're walking into a place in your life where you're using the word only. Come on. Oh my God, hallelujah. We've been in places, we worked in places. You probably seen it says employees authorized only. That means can't nobody come in there but the ones that have the right as an employee to be in that. It's authorized to them. So here it is. The word authorized us to speak. So that means that problem or situation is not authorized to come up against the word of God. Y'all ain't gonna say nothing to me. That situation you're in is not authorized to overthrow you or overtake you, because you're surrounded by the word of God. You're speaking the word of God. You're applying the word of God to that circumstance, that situation you're in. And guess what? Because you apply the word, guess what? That situation has to obey and turn around, dissolve, because it's not authorized to come on you. Fear, doubt, unbelief, sickness, all this other stuff that's trying to come, it's not authorized. Why? Because the word has us surrounded. The word, your words are powerful. There's life and death. There's power, life, and death in the tongue. That's the word. That's power. Come on, words. You have words. You have. He said, call those things which be not as though they were. Word. You got power to do this. The word in you. The word in you coming out of your mouth. Let the word be like a fountain. Let it be a words of, let it be a fountain of words that's coming out your mouth. When you're going through some things, change your vocabulary. Change your speech when you're going through. I'm not always going to be like, oh, poor me. I'm in this. Nobody understand but me. No. I'm coming out. I am out. I am here. I am an overcomer. What? Change it. Your words. Your words go out. Your words shape and it forms. Come on. Yes, it does. Use the word of God. Use the word of God. When you can't use nothing else, use the word. Be like David. Thy word that I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. I'm not talking about, you don't have to go out there and do all kind of crazy stuff. You could have the word. He said, David said, that I might not sin against thee. So I don't want to sin against God by not using his word. I don't want to sin against God by not taking him at his word. When you take God at his word, there's authority in the word of God. When you take God at his word, there's power. There's power in the word of God. There's life in the word of God. There's hope in the word of God. Everything you got, everything you need is in the word of God. According to the scripture right here, it's not only for salvation. It's for our surrounding. It's for us. The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth. It's a constantly flow of the word coming out of our mouth. Come on. Every minute, every second, every hour. Not just only when we going through circumstances and situations. Then that's where we want to really use the word. No, use this word every day. Let this word become a part of you. Let this word become a part of your vocabulary. Every day, speaking the word. Speaking the word, walking in the word, resting in the word. Come on. You become the word, and the word become you. Come on. And when you become the word, and the hallelujah, you become the word. Guess what? You're word prone. People might not understand it. Oh, every time I turn around, you talking word. Yes, because this is what I'm applying it to. It's what I have put myself to apply in. The word of God. This is your lifeline. The word of God is your lifeline, my brother, my sister. Because the enemy wants to overthrow us. The enemy don't worry about you crying. The enemy don't worry about you having a pity party. That's where he wants you at. But when you start using the authority of the word, come on, you're going to see the God. You're going to see the hand of God. You're going to see it. You're not only going to see the hand of God, but you're going to hear. When you apply the word of God, I don't know nothing else to apply to the situation. What can move? What can move sickness? What can move all this stuff that we're in? The word of God. The word of God. You got to take him at his word. It's in your mouth. It's in your mouth. If you open your mouth and you begin to decree and declare what the word has already spoken, what the word has already said, we'll see great signs, miracles, and wonders when we use the word of God. And these signs shall what? Follow them that believe. That believe what? Believe the word. Believe what he says according to his word. Isaiah says, whose report shall we believe? We shall believe the report of the Lord, which is the word of God. Come on. It is what it is. What is it? The word. I don't have nothing else to discuss. The word. How the weather looking in your life? Oh, the word is working through every circumstance, situation. There's nothing that you're in, my brother, my sister, that God cannot bring you out when you use the word. Because we walk by faith, come on, and not by sight when we use the word of God. Because it's not thee, it's in us, it's in you. Decree and declare what the word said over your circumstance, your situation, in your life. Come on. Be not weary when you use the word. Be not weary in well doing when you claim and speak the word of God, because you're going to see the hand of God through the word of God that you use. I want to encourage you. That's my job. This is my job, to encourage you today. No matter what you're going through with, no matter what it looks like, you may say, Apostle, I just tune into the radio broadcast. I just tune into the Cypress audience. I don't know. I don't know I'm in the pardon of my sins. Right here. If thou shalt believe in thy heart and confess with thy mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. Come on, the word. It'll save you. It'll keep you. It'll heal you. It'll bring you out. It'll bring you through circumstances and situations that you thought you could not have come out. Apply the word. Apply pressure. Apply pressure through the word of God on that circumstance, and he will bring you out. When you can't stand on nothing else, you can stand on the word of God. I'm getting close. I'm getting close. Everything is going down but the word of God. We must believe him. We must take him at his word. Heaven and earth, 2 minutes, heaven and earth shall pass away. He said, but my word is going to stand forevermore. Apply the word to every circumstance, every situation in your life, my brother, my sister. And guess what? You will come out. You will come through. Use the word of God. Don't use fear. Don't use doubt. Because the enemy will try to make you doubt. But take God at his word. Remember, I got to leave you. I have to get up in a few minutes. But he said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. He said, I'll be with you. He said, I'm a very present help in the time of trouble. The word is always there, which is Jesus. He's always there with you to bring you out. 1 minute. 1 minute. Hey, just in case you didn't, you just tuned in that 1 minute, you had a chance to be saved. If you should confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, guess what he said? He said, thou shalt be saved. And that's what happens. Guess what? My time is come and gone. God bless you.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer, and 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter, at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder.